You see, a heart that's on fire for God, when a preacher or anybody says, "Is your heart on fire for God?" Yeah! My heart's on fire for God. That's what a heart says that's on fire for God. Are you joyfully sharing your faith with your family and your friends? Five. We have about 260 on a normal Sunday that worship here on average. Five. Folks, are you sharing your life with those less fortunate? Remember, here at First Church, everything about this church is based on the idea that we are called to make Christian disciples by spreading God's hope and serving as the hands of who? Jesus in our church, our community, and our world. Does that look familiar to you? Do you all know what that is? That's the purpose of this church. Let's say this together. We, First Church, are called to make Christian disciples by spreading God's hope and serving as the hands of Jesus in our church, our community, and our world. As a church community, we have got to continue to press forward, to be present at the crossroads of people's lives, and continue getting more and more of us involved. The challenge today for each of us is to reflect on our own lives and allow God's transforming power. Maybe the other 100 and some, maybe we ought to go home and look in the mirror and say, "Is my heart fired up for God? Really? Really?" Folks, when we die, now I'm not a scare tactic person, but this is just an honest statement. When we die and we meet Jesus face to face, and He says, "Was your heart fired up for Jesus, for me?" Are you going to sit there silent? Are you going to have to think about it? Because I have a feeling you're going to know before the question comes out of His mouth. The challenge for us today is for each of us to reflect on our own lives and allow God's transforming power to transform us into individual church community members that not only stand together and become stronger individually because of this church family, but also we need to be transformed to give our love to people in the surrounding community by sharing our love through our relationships and also by giving of our, let's say it together, talents, time. I said it backwards, didn't I? Time, talents, and tithe. In other words, we need to feed people. We need to heal people. We need to spend time with people. We need to leave this worship service this morning and let us be transformed today, renewing our lives for God's service in the world. Remember that because of Jesus' radical commitment for us, He calls us to have that same kind of radical commitment for other people. It is not a small and convenient faith. Amen? Let's pray. Dear God, we give You thanks and praise today. We thank You for Your Word, Lord. And I just pray that this preacher gets out of the way and lets Your Word shine today, God. Be with us as a church. Help us continue to change lives in this community in an even more powerful way. Help us lean in to Your Holy Spirit, God, as we go into the future of this church. May You truly anoint each of us individually, and may You anoint us as a church so that we can glorify You in all that we say, in all that we think, in all that we do, Lord, through, let's say it together, our time, our talents, and our treasure. In Jesus' name, we pray these things. Amen. Next week, the sermon title is "My Head, My Heart, and My Hands." And that is a basic tenet of Wesleyan theology and thought and how the church should react. So make sure you come next week, bring your friends, and let's see what God does with us on the sermon time. Please stand, if you would, and turn to the song of invitation, "Onward, Christian Soldiers," number 575. We'll sing stanzas 1, 3, and 5. 575, "Onward, Christian Soldiers."